Play Radio. From the Hatters to the Cobblers, we've got it covered.
I've been so impressed with Barcelona over the last few weeks. They've been magnificent. And Bayern have many injury worries. Is this a good time for Barca to get one over on their old boss?
It's got to be, hasn't it? I mean, you know, it couldn't be any more against Bayern Munich if they tried, could it? Just the last five games for Barcelona in all competitions, they've scored 20 and conceded nil. They beat Valencia 2-0, PSG 2-0, went to Espanyol and won 2-0, and then they've cut loose against Getafe 6-0, and away at Cordoba 8-0. I mean, if anyone saw that match, it was literally like they could have scored as many as they wanted. It was like Cordoba were a school team or something. Suarez got a hat trick, Messi got two, and then he gave a penalty to Neymar to get him on the score sheet, even though he is on a hat trick.
Yeah,
it's just
the team spirit.
Just a geezer, isn't he?
He's just a geezer.
They're on fire. I mean, you know, they're in such good form at the moment. And Suarez and those three up front, it's just incredible, really. They've not been amazing at home, but they do enough. You know. They've had some tough teams to play against. You know, we're talking about, you know, Real Madrid's away teams in their group. It wasn't that difficult. But Barcelona have had to play PSG twice, and they've beaten them twice at home. Beat Man City, of course, as well. Beat Ajax, who I know aren't, you know, the team of old. But, you know, beat them 3-1, beat them very comfortably. And you'd have to be worried about Bayern Munich. You can't miss the kind of players they're missing and expect to be able to beat a team like Barcelona. I think the best thing they could do really would be to go away and try and shut up shop. But how can you sit back and welcome Barcelona onto you? It's stupid, isn't it? Just be idiotic. And if they go and try and play Barcelona, I think they'll get beaten. And I know it's you know, you shouldn't really take they lost the game at the weekend. They lost away at Bayer Leverkusen. Well, Bayer Leverkusen are, you know, are playing really well in the Bundesliga, the fourth anyway. Obviously lost the cup semi-final to Borussia Dortmund and that weird penalty shootout. But they did this last time. You know, last time they won the title, they kind of went off the boil and domestically a little bit.
They don't need to do anything
domestically. No.
And if you look at the team they put out against Leverkusen, yeah. They had they didn't have one eye on this. They had both eyes on this tie.
I mean, but some of those changes were injury, you know,
well, that's
induced,
what it,
as well as weakening down. Look, you know, obviously check the injuries and see, but I don't think any of the big players that are out are going to come back. I don't think that they'll be able to patch them up in time. I think that they're under strength, and you know, unlike the previous round when they went to Porto and it was almost like whatever Porto did, you know, barring a miracle result, which maybe 3-1 was a miracle result, you always felt that Bayern would turn it around in the home leg. You can't see that this time, can you? You can't think that at home to Barcelona they'll be any better than they are now going away there. So I think Barcelona win this home leg, and I think they'll win it, and I think there'll be goals in it. There's no way they'll sit back, Barcelona. They can win this. They can win the tie in this leg, I think. Match result on both teams to score is 5-2 with Barcelona.
I'm not sure that happens because
I'm not sure either.
I've heard a rumour, by the way. Ray Druitt informed me of this, and I've had a look myself. And apparently, Bastian Schweinsteiger may start up front for Bayern. That's how much they're struggling for any kind of striker. And I can't see them scoring at the Nou Camp.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. But they are such an attacking team, and Barcelona are. You know, I know defensively they've been very good in La Liga, but. Maybe it's safer just to kind of lump in a goal scorer with the Barcelona bet. I mean, Messi in to score on Barcelona to win 7-4, which, you know, is a possibility. I think I'd rather be on Suarez, though, at the moment. I think, you know, he seems to be getting the lion's share of the chances. He's 13-10 to score, which in his current form, you'd have to say, like Cristiano Ronaldo, Suarez to score 13-10 on his home pitch, when they will get chances against this Bayern team, because they are conceding chances at the moment. I think it's a fantastic price. Luis Suarez to score in a Barcelona win would probably be what I'd be looking at. Cause I can't see how Bayern shut up shop. I mean, I thought they might go to Bayer Leverkusen and almost trial run, you know, trying to keep it tight. But, I mean, they did for the first half, but they ended up conceding two goals. And if they can't keep it tight, albeit with a weakened team against Bayer Leverkusen, I don't think they'll keep Barcelona out, to be honest with you. Suarez to score any time at 13-10, I like at the moment. I think he can score from nothing. But yeah, have a look at Suarez to score in a plain old Barcelona win. That might be worth a look. We haven't got the prices yet, have we? We've got the score cast. So, you know, Suarez to score in a Barcelona 2-0 win, for instance, is 28-1.
Yeah. I'm just looking at a market that I've not seen before to score in the first 10 minutes. Mm. I know it's sometimes hard enough to pin a first goal scorer on a team with as many attacking players as Barcelona, but we saw Porto fly out the blocks and hit Bayern. I think maybe Barca will probably try and do the same thing. Just look at a few of those in there. Messi at 12 to score in the first 10 minutes. Suarez at 14 to score in the
shame
first.
Shame it's 10. Not 20. If it was 20 minutes, I'd probably have a go
just
at that.
Just a little bit too short.
It's a bit short, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, but you know, if you look at their home games this season, Barcelona in the Champions League, they scored after 28 minutes through Piqué against Apoel, 7 minutes against Ajax through Neymar, 19 minutes against PSG through Messi, 31 minutes from Rakitic against City and 14 minutes from Neymar against PSG. So
if
they
it
do
was
score
20
early.
Minutes. It'd be fantastic.
They do score early goals, and that's, you know, it is obviously a genuine tactic that they look to get stuck in early. Just depends how open Bayern Munich are, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You would think if Bayern Munich are such a great team, you would think that Pep Guardiola could set them up to also do the dirty work and just, you know, pack men behind the ball and play in an ultra defensive manner with you know, pace on the break. Problem is, you know,
can anybody play like that against Barcelona?
Exactly. You know, that is the problem. And if you invite that much pressure onto you, can you do it? I mean, yeah, obviously they are capable of keeping clean sheets away from home. But you look at their performances in Europe this season. Right, they kept a clean sheet against Shakhtar Donetsk. That was a weird game, and against CSKA Moscow. But, you know, they conceded to Roma, although they put 7 past them, conceded 3 at the Etihad, conceded 3 against Porto as well. So you wouldn't be banking on them keeping it a clean sheet, would you?
No, it's a tricky one.
Yeah.
But I just think the price on Barcelona at 8-11 is big enough on its own, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, with all things taken into consideration. Yeah, I'd stick Suarez in there as well, because I think if Barcelona are going to win, he will be somewhere near the goals, because he just can't stop scoring at the moment, and he looks like he did when he was in his pomp, you know, at Liverpool last season. He just looks to be enjoying his football so much, and this, you know, it didn't take long for the three of them to start, you know, knitting together. He's just in absolutely great form, Luis Suarez, just, you know, scoring for fun. So yeah, so either 13-10 on him just to score in the match, or lump them together when it becomes available on the website.
Is that your best bet in the game?
Yeah. Suarez to score, Barcelona to win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.